When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 8 kicked off in Los Angeles as the Rams beat the Vikings 30-20. Matthew Stafford throwing 4 touchdowns. Wide receiver Puka Nacua returned after missing 5 games with a knee injury. It's 7 catches and 106 receiving yards. Fellow wideout Cooper Kupp also returning after missing 4 games with an ankle injury. He had 51 receiving yards and a score. Kyren Williams added 97 yards on the ground and scored on a receiving touchdown, his 10th straight game finding the end zone. Rams now 3-4. For the Vikings, Sam Darnold threw 2 touchdowns. Justin Jefferson had 8 catches for 115 yards. Minnesota, with a second straight loss, falls to 5-2. In other news, new Chiefs wideout DeAndre Hopkins thanked the Titans for sending him to Kansas City. Hopkins said playing for a contender, quote, takes your game to a different level. Head coach Andy Reid added D-Hop could make his KC debut Sunday versus the Raiders. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, or bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, or bacon. You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Hey, John. Why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your Police Officers and Firefighters Associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
Savings and selection are going on right now at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s. Women's wear, and of course, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 25th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Construction for F-14 pavement resurfacing project beginning in Atascadero. Hazmat crews in Paso Robles clean apartment with 40 dead cats found inside. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project will begin Monday, October 28th. Affected roadways in the city will be Capistrano Avenue from Highway 41 to Lewis Avenue, Del Rio Road from Potrero Road to San Anselmo Road, San Andreas Avenue from San Marcos Road to Highway 41. Expect minor traffic delays and lane shifts, with work limited to outside of school drop-off and pickup times. Country Club Drive's work is estimated to start in mid-November. Public Works estimates the entire project will be completed in December this year. Hazmat crews were seen cleaning out an apartment unit earlier this week at 1040 Chestnut Street. The crews were cleaning a unit that was found to have 40 dead cats and 6 live cats inside in August this year. The County Animal Services Agency is investigating this incident. As it is ongoing, no further details from officials are available at this time. A post-seizure notification has been posted, which names Lori Bryant an alleged violation of Penal Code 597B, Crimes Against Animals. Car show and barbecue fundraiser at Estrella Warbirds Museum. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. This Saturday, October 26th, will be a car show and barbecue fundraiser at the Estrella Warbird Museum, hosted by 805 Community Car Centers. This free event includes music, a bounce house, and a silent auction. For $15, you can treat yourself to a tri-tip lunch, and for $45, you can register your car for entry into the show. All donations at the event will go to rebuilding the Pass Robles Auto Wrecking Yard. The event starts tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Pass Robles Senior Center's 20th Annual Craft Fair will take place this Saturday, October 26th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On display will be handcrafted jewelry, art, quilts, home goods, baked goods, and holiday creations. This event is free to attend at 270 Scott Street. Any who wear Halloween costumes can enter into a raffle for prizes as well. The City of Atascadero and the Charles Paddock Zoo will be hosting the annual Zoo Boo tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 8:30 p.m. This spooktacular evening features Halloween-themed decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games, activities, a haunted maze, tricks, treats, and more. Two costume contests will be held each night, one for children and one for families. Admission to the zoo is $16 per regular attendee, $15 per zoo member, and ages 2 and under are free. The Charles Paddock Zoo recommends bringing a reusable trick-or-treat bag. The Paso High Theater Company, Paso Robles Lions Club, and Paso Robles Youth Quest will be presenting Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona. The Haunted Maze will feature this ghost of Mexican folklore, October 25th to the 31st, 5 to 8 p.m. at 1745 Spring Street. Across from Paso Market Walk, the maze's first hour is dedicated to all ages, with hours 2 and 3 focused on a scarier experience. Tickets are $7 for 10 and under and $10 for those 11 and older. The 27th branch of the Early Day Gas Engine and Tractor Association will be hosting its third annual swap meet next Saturday, November 2nd, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pioneer Museum in Paso Robles. This event will feature the display, buying, and selling of early tractors, steam engines, industrial and farm equipment, and hit-and-miss gas engines. Here's Mike McKenney, president of the 27th branch of the association, on the kinds of machines that will be featured.
Some of the machines go back to the 1880s. Most of what we collect, I would say, would be between the 1880s to 1930s. The hit-and-miss engines were used prior to electricity being available in the rural areas. Pretty much every time you bring something out, you're going to have to work on it. But they still run, and we enjoy doing it. This is more of a buy-and-sell event, but any one of us, there will always be anyone there selling would be definitely interested in explaining how we do it, what we do. It's one of those things that it just kind of grabs you at some point. When you hear them run, they have a particular little sound that often grabs people's attention.
Admission to the event on November 2nd is free. The Paso Robles Engineering Division announced that work will be done at the corner of 10th and Pine Street. The cone zone will keep two-way traffic flowing at this corner, and access to private driveways will be maintained at all times. Some street parking spaces will be inaccessible. The engineering division says work will start today and is estimated to end November 15th. Work will go from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on working days. As the holiday season is coming up and around the corner, the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office will be entering its 35th year of bicycle giveaways. Each year, the community's generosity helps the program promote the holiday spirit by giving away refurbished bicycles and new helmets to children in need of San Luis Obispo County. Individuals and businesses who wish to donate children's bicycles or new helmets in their original packaging can bring them to any Sheriff's Office patrol stations or the Sheriff's Honor Farm located on Highway 1. Monetary donations in the form of checks are also accepted, sent to the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation. If you know a child up to 15 years of age in need of a bicycle, you can fill out a form and application at slowsheriff.org. Applications are due Thursday, November 21st. The bicycle giveaway will take place Thursday, December 12th, 2024 at 9 a.m. In sports, Major League Baseball, Game 1 of the 120th MLB World Series with the Dodgers and Yankees squaring off in Dodger Stadium will start tonight. Tomorrow will be Game 2. Monday starts Game 3 with the teams moving to Yankee Stadium. In the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams beat the Vikings 30-20. And for KPRL's triple header on Sunday the 27th, 9:30 a.m. we'll have the Bears versus the Commanders, then at 1 p.m. the Raiders against the Chiefs, and finally at 4:30 p.m. will be the Cowboys squaring off against the 49ers. In high school football, this week, Mission Prep will host the Paso Robles Bearcats, the Templeton Eagles will travel to Napomo, and Atascadero takes on Morro Bay. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. A district attorney in Los Angeles says he'll petition the court today to resentence Eric and Lyle Menendez.
We're going to recommend to the court that the life without the possibility of parole be removed and that they will be sentenced for murder.
George Gascon, citing newly presented evidence bolstering the brothers' claim that they killed their parents in 1989 in self-defense, and their father had abused them for years and their mother turned a blind eye. They were sentenced to life without parole. Game 1 of the World Series at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles today. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says the city is ready for a safe weekend.
The Dodgers will take the field for Game 1, and the city will be ready to take action as well.
Dodgers hosting the Yankees. Traffic a major concern, with fans heading to the game urged to use public transportation. Six former BART workers celebrating a court victory. They sued the transit agency, claiming they were fired over a COVID vaccine mandate. A federal jury agreed and decided they should get more than $1 million each. Jeff Scott, California News.
We're chatting with our guest, always safety first, 811 Megaphone Man.
Call 811 before you dig.
You never stray from your mission of letting homeowners, landscapers, and excavators know you should always call 811 before you dig.
Call 811.
Call for both small and big jobs. And two working days in advance?
811.
Any parting words? And I'm guessing they will be.
Call 811 before you dig.
Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
811.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Dorian Baker. I want to tell you about Hunter Brees, candidate for Paso Robles School Board. I first met Hunter when he was president of the High School Conservative Club. Hunter led a peaceful protest against the absurd mask mandates during COVID, a protest that helped push the board to lift the mandate before the state did. In that 5-2 vote, Hunter's opponent, Nathan Williams, shamefully voted to continue forced masking. Hunter is a young leader with the drive, courage, and skills our district needs. Area 3, vote for Hunter Brees, paid for by Dorian Baker.
There's a reason when you think of spas, you think jacuzzi. The Jacuzzi family developed pumps for bathtubs that started the spa industry. Slow Spas has been a dealer since 1983 and is family-owned and operated. Slow Spas carries top-of-the-line infrared saunas and Jacuzzi and Bellagio spas. Slow Spas installs and stands by their products. Your body deserves the best. Visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food Inform News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The iconic monarch butterfly, famed for its vibrant orange and black wings, makes its annual stop along California's central coast this month to overwinter. This journey is part of a multi-generation migration that spans North America, with monarchs traveling as far as Mexico and Canada. But their numbers have dwindled. Chip Taylor, founding director of Monarch Watch, discussed how a potential action to list the monarch as threatened or endangered under the U.S. Endangered Species Act would affect California farmers and ranchers. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the mid-80s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies on Sunday, clearing up to sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, low 70s starting Tuesday, going into Thursday, then 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy at the end of this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose to a reading of 70.5. Also, those surveyed are now more optimistic about inflation retreating. They see it moving down to 2.7% in a year. Intel says it will invest more than $28 billion to build two new factories in Licking County, Ohio, that will build chips. Intel says the first phase of the project will create 3,000 jobs. Hospital operator HCA Healthcare says Hurricane Helene disrupted operations at some of its facilities in the recent quarter. Its earnings were disappointing. HCA expects earnings for the year to come in at the low end of its forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Gene. This is Ann. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." When we look at our lives, do we see the new creation or do we see something else? Is Scripture influencing our thoughts or painful moments in our past? If we embrace a scriptural view, everything we perceive begins to change. Paul continues, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Two obvious questions emerge. First, am I made righteous by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross? And second, do I feel righteous? Righteousness, like salvation, is a free gift of grace through faith. If we walk by faith and trust in God's word, eventually how we feel begins to change. Those painful internal conversations give way to the Lord's narrative over our lives. By faith, we embrace those narratives such as we are loved and are the recipients of his adoration.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it'll be Al Fonzie with Open Bike Friday. Tomorrow morning, 6:05 Pure Country, and then on your country store, Diane has the week off, so yours truly will be filling in. Jimmy will be in for Gearhead Radio, and Gary Brill, Jukebox Saturday Night, and the spotlight will be the fabulous Shirelles, all here on KPRL.
I'm Kenny Enney. True excellence requires hard work. When we fail to enforce discipline or uphold standards in our schools, we fail our children. The class of 2024 had a 94% graduation rate, but when 52% of them failed to meet standards in English and 77% of them failed to meet standards in math, we have failed as a community. We owe it to our students to challenge and inspire them to new heights. Help them to be excellent. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo is made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. DeAndre Wilkins' ex-girlfriend has 4 children and expecting a 5th. She's out walking with friends when the ex, Wilkins, walks up and punches her in the face. Wilkins then allegedly pulls out a kitchen knife and stabs the pregnant mom 10 times. The victim survives. Tennessee cops arrest Wilkins for attempted murder and domestic assault. He's held on a $2 million bond. with this crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
Pastor Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the supersonic AM, FM, shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36 pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Pastor Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero. Now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. The city of Atascadero and Charles Paddock Zoo will be hosting the annual Zoo Boo tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 8:30 p.m. This spooktacular evening features Halloween-themed decorations throughout the zoo, carnival games, activities, tricks, treats, and more. Admission to the zoo is $16 for regular attendees, and ages 2 and under are free. This Saturday, October 26, will be a car show and barbecue fundraiser at the Estrella Warbird Museum, hosted by 805 Community Car Centers. This free event includes music, a bounce house, and a silent auction. For $15, you can treat yourself to a tri-tip lunch. The event goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. Reproductive rights, one of the big topics at a campaign rally in Atlanta Thursday for Vice President Kamala Harris.
I pledge to you, when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedom nationwide, as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law.
The VP is set to be joined today by singer Beyonce at a rally in Houston. Meantime, Thursday in Tempe, Arizona, former President Trump talked about immigration policy.
We will stop all illegal immigration once and for all, and at once. We will stop it immediately. We will not be occupied. We will not be conquered. We will be a free and proud nation once again.
Mr. Trump said later today to sit down with podcaster Joe Rogan in Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun-bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek, and I'm one of the Peek Brothers. I'm running for Atascadero City Council this year. As a local business owner and property owner, I will work to continue the path our city is currently on, creating a more vibrant downtown, supporting a safe place to raise a family, and supporting smart budget initiatives that prioritize infrastructure improvements that benefit all residents.
Paid for by Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
On November 5th, please vote Seth Peek for Atascadero City Council.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Turning out mostly sunny. Mid-80s, couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows right around 50, mid-80s. With some clouds hanging around on Saturday. Cloudy Sunday, right around 80. Upper 60s, sunny Monday. Low 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down we go. 7:19 a.m., 6:16 p.m., it is 45. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the gorgeous doors. All righty. Once again, a reminder, Open Mic Friday, you and Al this afternoon between 12:30 and 2. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, it is pure country. Then Diane has the day off. Actually, she's helping out there at the event, Warbirds, and putting in her dad's truck. And I'll be lucky for you, huh? The host of the Country Store, Jimmy Gearhead Radio, then Gary Brill, Jukebox Saturday Night. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Give them a call at 24/7, same-day service, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Good morning!
The Morning Exchange.
Well, good morning to you. Do you need another mule skinner down on your new mud run?
All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, at the last school board meeting, they were over the Healthy Kids Survey, and that's a survey they give to the 5th, 7th, 9th, and 11th graders. And they ask questions about if they feel safe at school, and if there's an adult at the school they feel cares about them, and they ask if they have any inclinations towards suicide and different questions. One of the things that struck me that came out of that survey was that between 15 and 20% of the kids at our school district self-identify as LGBTQ. So what that says to me is you can take your sweet little precious son or daughter, send them to Paso Robles School in kindergarten, and by the time they're in the 11th grade, there's a 1 in 5 chance that they will self-identify as LGBTQ, which is quite interesting to me.
That seems to be higher than just the national average for all Americans, doesn't it?
It seems to be quite a bit higher. And they're succeeding in what they're trying to do to our kids. I know that on the radio you guys have had quite some conversation about, you know, the values of America and our morals and stuff. But this is kind of an attack on our kids, I really think. That, and they're being extremely successful. And a lot of this stuff, you know, it's kind of embedded in curriculum. It's very subtle. They bring it into the stories they read to the kids. Where our kids used to be read stories that had a good moral value, that's been taken out, and it's been replaced with a lot of other things. It's really tragic, in my opinion.
Do you know how the other schools compare? Because I'm assuming this is mandated by the state for this California Healthy Kids Survey.
Yeah, it is mandated. Parents can opt out. I don't know about the other schools. This was just specifically for our school district that was presented at the meeting. So I would assume that survey, it's on the school website. It's limited what they give out on the website. But there are some, such probably went to Atascadero or Templeton or San Luis. You'll probably get that information. But this kind of comes down to the importance of who we put on our school board. And, you know, California has all sorts of crazy rules, but the school board does have some authority over curriculum. And like right now, we've got 4 progressive leftists that are running the school board. And this is an important election. And I think one of my points is that a lot of people don't go to the down ballot items, but it's really important that, you know, people go down and vote for, you know, that school board, because they can make a big difference in the community and, you know, for our kids, and to try to, you know, hopefully control what's coming down in the curriculum a little bit.
Well, so, that leads to this question on what you're referring to, because there's other things obviously that's going on in the school district. One has to do with money, which has a little bit of a problem. But how much local control can there really be when the mandates come from the state, and when the state gives mandates, they also put carrots in front of their noses, i.e. money?
It is hard, because a lot of this stuff is in the curriculum, and you need a school board that's willing to push back. Like Nathan Williams, one of the first things he said at the candidates forum was that we have to follow all the California laws. Okay, so this guy is a heavy progressive leftist. He's in the pocket of the union, and just it's interesting just talking about at that candidates forum. So that's basically a job interview. You know, you're coming out to the community and you're presenting yourself as to why they should hire you, in a sense, to represent, you know, to be on the school board and represent the community. And it's a somewhat dignifying position to have. And this Nathan Williams, he shows up in a T-shirt. You know, it's incredible. And, you know, Hunter Breeze, like, you know, the young man, he's got a sport coat, you know, a good button-down shirt and a sport coat. But, you know, would you hire a guy that came to an interview that was going to represent your radio station that shows up in a T-shirt?
No, matter of fact, I was told that one that is running for the school board in Atascadero, she's on the planning commission, or was, and she would show up in sweats at the meeting.
You know, Nathan Williams will show up. I mean, he was at the last school board meeting. He was wearing a hoodie, you know, and it's just, I don't know. And then you look at what the dress code is at the high school, which is basically genitals and nipples must be covered, and you cannot wear onesie pajamas. And that's it. And that's Nathan Williams' dress code, you know, because we had 3 other school board members that wanted to improve the dress code a little bit. And, you know, that's what we came out with, you know. Nathan Williams and Jim Cogan and the rest of the lefties on the board. But it's, go ahead.
Again, you know, I know people may say this is old-fashioned, but at some point, wouldn't someone like him think it's disrespectful of the position that he's been honored to have been voted in, and also to show respect for those that serve with him and those who are attending, instead of looking like a gangbanger?
You would think that, but I don't think that's the way these guys think. I really don't. They think differently, and they want to bring what they think, you know, into our schools, and that's why, you know, the dress code is basically there isn't one. And you look at, you know, the superintendent, she dressed up very nicely, and the staff dresses nice, and the guys usually have sport coats on the dais. And then, you know, like Nathan Williams and Cogan come in looking like a couple of slobs. And that's just reflective of really who they are. And, yeah, it is. I think it's disgraceful. And they should set an example, you know, for the kids. They represent our community, and you look at them, and it's like, you know, they're just slobs. It's tragic. But, you know, and it bleeds down into the school district, into the kids, into the staff, you know, so that's why it's important. We need to really get back. We've got to get Nathan Williams off the school board. I mean, that guy is horrible. And it's vital to keep Kenny Enne. Lauren McCoy, she's outstanding. Hunter Breeze, he's a young guy, but, you know, he is such an accomplished kid. I mean, I call him a kid. He's a young man. But he's conservative. He's patriotic. He, you know, believes in the values that I think our community does, or I don't think Nathan Williams does at all. And we need to get him on. And it's important that we get four strong people back on the board. Just one more quick. Since the four lefties have been on the board, now we do have a $4.9 million deficit. In the 2 years that they've taken over the board, this is where we are financially. So this, we're starting to spin down the drain again. You know, it was only 6 years ago, remember, where we were. We took our 10% reserve surplus, and it was down to 0.9, to the point the county had to come take over the finances of the school. And we're spinning that way real fast with these people on the board.
So the school then is getting closer to state control.
Well, if they get below, right now they've got a pretty healthy reserve because of all the COVID money they had. But now, but in terms of the actual revenue that's coming in for this school year, they're spending $5 million more that's coming in. So they have a deficit. So they're going to need to pull the roof flat of the reserve. It's like taking out of your savings. But to pay your expenses. So yeah, that reserve is, at some point, they're going to be in the same place they were if they keep spending the way they are.
But you can look at that COVID money this way. The district and the people running it had nothing to do with having some of that in the reserve. That was Christmas money.
Oh, you're absolutely right. COVID money saved the school district.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what the business, you know, where they were with that 0.9% reserve.
Right.
And then they got the windfall of COVID, and then that you're right, that is just Christmas money. And now they're back to their old habits of spending more than they're taking in, and they're going to dip out of that reserve. So that Christmas money is going fast.
You know, the dress code issue has been it's been an issue for a long time at many schools. Not just California, but around the country, because of the, I guess that letting the kids be their, you know, their own thing. It's their own personality and so forth. And it's got to the point where it's really, when you will let the kids start to decide what they can and cannot wear to school because it makes them feel good or whatever, they really push the envelope, and obviously in some cases the teachers and this board members as well. But I'm going back more than 15 years when I addressed it. They have the scholarship night, you know, the money, all that money.
Right, right.
And we used to give out a check every year. And one year, and had nothing to do with me personally, but I noticed there was a group of ladies who were showing up, and they were presenting, I forget the club, but they were dressed in nice, you know, dresses. They were older lady, and again, I don't know the name of the club, but they raised a few hundred bucks just so they can give out a scholarship. And I remember talking to one of the counselors there before we sat down, and I saw some kids, you know, a bunch of kids coming in looking like slobs. You know, they were in beach shirts, the shorts and sandals, and I said to them, I said, isn't there a dress code for this? You have businesses and groups coming here giving these kids money for college. And he says, well, we can't say anything about what they wear. And I thought, yeah, you can. You're not coming on stage and getting a check if you're going to disrespect the people coming here that are presenting you money that fit the occasion. They're dressed very well, and it's respectful. You're being disrespectful. Oh, well, we can't do anything about it. And I thought, you gutless piece of crap.
Well, that's exactly one of the reasons there's no dress code, is because the staff does not want to enforce it. It would be hard for, you know, you're right, they're gutless, and they don't want to enforce it, and they can have a dress code if they want. You know, the saying, dress for success, and that means something. You know, I think, and why do all the top, most expensive prep schools, private schools, require uniforms?
Well, you know, let me...
Because people... if I dressed up a little bit, you kind of feel a little bit prouder. You feel better about yourself. You get more engaged than if, you know, because you drive by that high school sometimes, and man, it's an absolute motley crew that's going in there.
Well,
they just rolled out of bed.
Let me play devil's advocate though on the prep school. One would say, well, their parents can afford it. They can afford to buy them the clothes. Where we get this argument that the parents can't afford to buy the kids the clothes, which I don't know. You have kids; that's your responsibility. You can have them. Again, they don't have to wear 3-piece suits, but they can look presentable to the school, and the example should be set by the teachers.
Exactly, and they can. Right, I'm not advocating uniforms at the public school or anything, but I'm just saying there's a reason why they require the kids to dress up for school, because it makes them more academically. I think it improves their academic performance, and I think we should have, you know, a certain level of a dress code. And you know, you say, yeah, well, parents can't afford it. You know, they all seem to be able to afford smartphones for the kids. That's never a problem. You know, and they don't have to pay for lunch anymore because all the kids get, you know, free lunch and free snack. So they don't pay for that anymore. So, you know, it's just a matter of respect. And I think I think if you look at probably some of the better students, because I've had 4 kids that went through the school system here, and, you know, we had our own dress code in our house. You know, the parents set the dress code.
Yep.
But, you know, the schools should do something, and it's just another indication of the lack of respect, like you had said, and the decline of the values, and even just taking education seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just and it shows in our test scores across the board.
Yep, that it does.
And they just accept them. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone in California, all the test scores are bad, but you know, there are schools. Little pockets of schools that have kids from low income, minority, you know, primarily, that do very well.
Clovis is one of them.
Right.
Yep.
They're there, and they manage to figure it out. It just takes, like you said, they can't be cowards, which they are. They don't want to work. They just want it to be easy. They don't want to enforce anything. And it's just, it's ridiculous. And it's showing.
Yep.
And you look
is.
At our college campuses and what's going on there, and people say they don't learn it there. They're being conditioned at elementary and our middle and our high schools. I mean, they're all ready for that stuff. mm-hmm. when they get to college. So yep. it's just being ingrained in them all the way through. And it's sad, but I really encourage people to look at that school board race.
Okay.
And I appreciate the time. I really appreciate that you guys let people call in and speak their minds. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Interesting topic. Occurred to me, you know, like, of course, I went to school quite some years ago. T-shirts were not allowed. You had to wear a shirt with a pocket in it. Okay? And you don't wear shorts, any of this. And it was my family, something I didn't hear much in all the discussion. What kind of parents do these kids have? I mean, isn't it a parent's responsibility to dress their children?
Well, not to literally. I know what you. I think I know what you mean by dress them, but not literally dress them. Is to say, okay, this is what you're going to be wearing for school this year, because these are the values.
We go shopping for school clothes.
You say this is because it's appropriate, and also you're representing the family.
Yes. Yes, this is all the way back to kindergarten, first grade. I mean, we're third grade. I mean, there was a lot of rules. But my parents were the ones that were concerned. They wanted, you know, you represent your family.
Mm-hmm.
What is with these kids?
Well, what's with their families?
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems like kids aren't being raised up anymore. They're just sort of there. And then when they get to a certain age, I guess they go live in the riverbed.
Well,
I don't know. I find this very distressing.
Well, I wouldn't go that far as, you know, distressing, because it has. I'm not in the environment, but I know that when you just look around in general, and this is not just kids, and when I mean, you'll go to some weddings and you'll go to some fairly nice restaurants and people are dressed like slobs. Again, I'm not saying that everybody has to dress up in three-piece suits and evening gowns. That's not my, but I mean slobs. They look like slobs. And it's just a disrespect.
People you wouldn't want to be seen with.
Well, I guess that's become kind of the cool is to look like a slob. But I'm guessing that's a generational type of standard that we're witnessing.
So, I don't know. My kids sure as hell weren't raised that way.
Well, again, this is generational. I've got one more phone call before we call it a day. Thank you for yours.
I don't know. My kids sure.
You've got a minute.
Okay. Hey, all I wanted to say is, the Long Beach School District, Long Beach Unified School District, has had a dress code for over 20 years, and it works really well. And so anybody in any school district, I mean, it's one of the largest school districts in California. So anybody from any school district that says a dress code can't be done, they need to talk to the people in Long Beach Unified. That's all.
I had not heard that before.
It's been going on for over 20 years. Everybody in every school. I lived there for a few years. And, you know, you have a selection of different colors and different things you can wear, but everybody wears the same thing.
Okay.
Well, and it's been working for a long, long time.
Wow. Okay, that's a good piece of information. Thanks for passing that along.
Yeah, have a good day.
Thanks, you too. And good timing, because we are done for the day.
Local news update is brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. On Saturday, October 26, there'll be a car show and barbecue fundraiser at the Estrella Warbirds Museum, hosted by 805 Community Car Centers. This free event includes music, a bounce house, and a silent auction. For $15, you can treat yourself to a tri-tip lunch. The event goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Atascadero Public Works announced the F4 pavement resurfacing project will begin Monday, October 28th. Affected roadways will be in parts of Capistrano Avenue, Del Rio Road, and San Andreas Avenue. Work is estimated to be completed in December. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Open mic Friday, you and Al this afternoon, beginning at 12:30. It goes till 2. Good Pure Country tomorrow at 6. I'm in for Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's here with Gearhead. Gary in the spotlight will have the Shirelles and triple header NFL football. Go Yankees. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. Lots of events this weekend. Enjoy. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.